spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
You shamed me. I begged you, and you shamed me. Day one of 31 days of Halloween. Drag me to hell. Let's go.
Mr. Jax, I was wondering if you've made any decision regarding the assistant manager's position.
It's between Stu and yourself.
Stu Rubin, the new guy?
Stu's someone who's not afraid to make the tough decisions.
I'm perfectly capable of making the tough decisions.
I'll let you know as soon as I decide, okay?
Will you help me? Please.
Okay. We have an elderly woman asking for an extension on her mortgage payment. We would have to throw her out of her house.
We've already granted her two extensions. It's a tough decision. Your call.
Another extension is out of the question.
Where will I live?
I'm really sorry.
Never have I begged for anything, but now I humble myself
Mrs.
before
Skenner,
you.
Please.
I beg you.
Please let go.
Comes begging to me.
Someone has cursed you. Is the Lamia, the most feared of all demons.
For the first 3 days, the spirit torments its victims. After that, it will come to take you.
Take me where?
To burn in hell for eternity.
It's coming for me.
Please listen to me. There's nothing coming for you.
How do I get rid of this? Dad.
You can give the curse away.
First of all, let me just say welcome to 31 Days of Halloween. If you're new to this, every single day I will review a horror film leading up to Halloween. Today, day one, we are starting with Drag Me to Hell. Drag Me to Hell was released March 29th, 2009. It had a budget of $30 million and ended up making $90.8 million at the box office. Directed and co-written by Sam Raimi, known best for directing the Evil Dead movies in the 80s, the Spider-Man movies in the 2000s, and most recently for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Drag Me to Hell stars Alison Lohman, who, to be honest, hasn't been in too many other decent movies. Also stars Justin Long, who has been in a few good films, but most horror fans would know him for his work in Jeepers Creepers, and maybe the movie Tusk. Drag Me to Hell would be classified as a supernatural horror film, but only in the way that Sam Raimi can make it, where there is a bit of campiness that goes along with some very, very solid scares. Here is a synopsis. Christine Brown has a loving boyfriend and a great job at a Los Angeles bank. But her heavenly life becomes hellish when, in an effort to impress her boss, she denies an old woman's request for an extension on her home loan. In retaliation, the crone places a curse on Christine, threatening her soul and eternal damnation. Christine seeks a psychic's help to break the curse, but the price to save her soul may be more than she can pay. The movie starts out in 1969 Pasadena, where a Spanish family is looking for help from a medium for their son who has been hearing evil voices, or so he says, after he stole a necklace from a Romani people's wagon. The medium prepares a seance, but shit hits the fan, for lack of a better term, and the young boy is then dragged by arms coming from open cracks in the ground and dragged to hell. Hence the name of the film. The synopsis and hearing the trailer gives you an idea of exactly what happens in this movie. I don't think a lot of people, for whatever reason, remember this film, or some of you that may have seen it don't necessarily think about it often. So I'm not going to give too many spoilers throughout the rest of this review, other than what I've already talked about. This is a film that can seem a bit over the top and extreme in the same vein as the original Evil Dead movies, but I do enjoy Drag Me to Hell, and I think it's a bit underrated in the sense that I never really hear people talk about it, though it does have a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is a 2000s horror film, and you for sure feel like you're in that era when you're watching it, but I still think the movie as a whole ages pretty well. So why wouldn't someone like this movie? Like I said, it is a bit extreme at times, a little gross, and at one point, a cat is killed. Just FYI. You don't see it, but it does get killed, so, I mean, there's that. You know I'm an animal lover. Outside of that, I think the film is well worth watching. You can watch Drag Me to Hell on Amazon Prime or rent it on YouTube, Apple TV, and Google Play. We will be back tomorrow for day two of 31 Days of Halloween.
Ha 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 ha